each one of you is experiencing this session in your own unique way. The practice of no two persons is alike. Generally, for most people, the first 2 or 3 days of session are spent settling in. In those first days, even though you're trying hard, your practice tends to be superficial. Your practice isn't yet firm and stable and strong. The third day tends to be the most grueling. You're trying hard, but you can't seem to become one with your practice. You don't have the urging and pressure that we had in our young days of practice. We were struck repeatedly by the monitors, and that still wasn't enough. We often raised our palms in gassho to ask for the stick even more. I have thought all these days how well you're sticking with it despite the lack of pressure and encouragement from the outside. From the fourth day, as you're probably seeing, the trend changes. You tend to get in gear, to settle into your practice intently, and to be sitting stably. The fourth day, you reach the peak of your climb, and your practice tends to be smooth and steady from then on to the end of session, which comes all too quickly. So today, on this day, perhaps I shouldn't even be talking to you. From some standpoint, it would be better to let you stay with your practice in silence. But I give you this teisho in the hopes that some word or words will encourage you, that your practice will deepen, that you will become more enthusiastic, more earnest. The other day I listened to the English translation of the first day's teisho as it was being given. Even though it was a translation of my own talk, I could hardly pick up a thing. So now I can sympathize better with those of you who are sitting here now through this talk, not understanding a bit of the Japanese language. It must sound like gibberish. And I'm afraid that some of you feel irritated as you're sitting through the Japanese teisho, and some of you even get angry during the teisho. So, of course, it's not spurring you on or encouraging you at all. I can only say one thing in complete honesty. The most important thing cannot be said, cannot be spoken, cannot be explained. What's happening is that praises are being sung. Praises are being sung to this one most important matter. If only you can open your heart and hear it with your life, not words with your ears, but let it touch you so that you can respond, yes. If only you can be open. This is belief, this is faith. Faith in what? All beings are Buddha, endowed with wisdom and virtue. Buddha wisdom, Buddha virtue. Perfect universal harmony. Nothing missing, nothing extra. Intrinsic, original Buddha nature. All beings are intrinsically Buddha. Already Buddha, just as we are. We're looking off so that we don't see it. Why do we look off? What causes us to look off? Following our own personal judgments and ideas. Judging something to exist, to be. judging something to exist that actually does not exist. So you have the hard and fast feeling, I am seeing, I am hearing, I am thinking. The notion of an I, me, mine is at the base of all of our delusions. Human arrogance and cunning knows no limits. If you coolly and calmly look at and reflect upon the human situation, it's very clear, our ignorance. It's never enough, there is never enough. Desires are rampant. Everyone is putting themselves first. And humans put humans first and foremost. We can't even begin to match the loyalty of a dog. A dog whose loyalty for one who has helped it, who won't deceive its master. We cannot say that of a person. A human being is the being who is most capable of understanding the great wonder and wealth of blessings that we receive. Yet we take our blessings for granted. We're warm in the winter. We expect to be cool in the summer. We feel it's only right. And while we should be feeling enormous abundance, we're spiritually starving. That feeling of something missing, something off, something wrong. In our arrogance, we're spoiling our clean, pure earth. What ingratitude. And still, we haven't enough. So, of course, the being who most suffers is the human being. We're most lacking in gratitude and in the sense of indebtedness. So we have to suffer the most. And we're always blaming others, the outside, for our misery. We seldom are able to take responsibility and to humbly realize and repent our shortcomings. Look at one who has awakened, the bodhisattva who depreciates no being. This bodhisattva revered all being, saying that all beings would attain Buddhahood in the future. So he belittled nothing. He worships a single weed in the field, a stone. You are dedicating your all to all being. All being is offering itself to you. Please. Please. All being is supporting you, and nothing is held back. If you feel that anything is withheld from you, you must open your eyes. Everything comes to you just right. Just right. Yet you want things to be different somehow. A baby Buddha grows to be a Buddha. Isn't that so? Depreciating nothing, you will attain Buddhahood. All the Buddhas of the 3,000 realms devote themselves to encouraging us to follow the path. We are so completely protected, cared for. Rever all the multitudes of bodhisattvas that you encounter. The practice of the bodhisattva who belittles no thing. And so you can know that there are bodhisattvas everywhere. Believe with all your heart that all beings walk the Buddha way. Believe with all your heart that all beings attain the Buddha way. In this belief, how could you help it be joyful, happy? Belittling, depreciating nothing, all being, all things, all are Buddha's child. Be resolute in your belief. Everything is Buddha nature. It occurs to me again how many foreigners are sitting through this talk in Japanese without running away. There are some 6 or 8 people that I want to correct on certain points or to warn, and those are the very ones who do not come to Doksan. I am waiting for you to come. Perhaps you fear you will have to hear more gibberish if you come. You do not need to look off. Let life call you home. Intrinsically, from the first, all beings are Buddha, endowed with wisdom and virtue. It's not to say from now on you'll be Buddha or in the future. Shakyamuni Buddha did not use words that could cause you to look off. This one doing, just this one doing. Please undertake this one doing with noble urgency. Give it still more. Self-satisfaction, even giddiness about a certain state that you're in, is a big mistake. You must not be arrogant about your practice. Lack of humility is the opposite of the practice, the bodhisattva who depreciates no thing. Human pride is something to see. Even in my lifetime, I can see a huge difference in attitude of Japanese people in general. There's a negative trend toward a kind of equality. For example, the relationship between parent and child has changed, so that in some cases the parent appears to be the servant of the child. A sense of indebtedness and reverence is lost. Pride and arrogance is a terrible weakness, and it does affect your practice. You must let it go. We're so taken in by ourselves that we cannot give our all. Let go of our evaluations, dedicate our whole being to this one doing. Let go of body and mind. Forget about them. Of course you can. From the beginning, we stress the necessity to let go. You find it in your pride and arrogance difficult to let go. Please believe, please know, that only when you let go of everything does everything come to you. I wish that I could do something, say some words to encourage you to catch on fire, to let your practice burn without bounds. Encourage you to let go. Let go of everything, and everything comes to you. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.